This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. I'm Emily Boyer. A large crowd gathered late yesterday afternoon on the steps leading to Western Illinois University's main administrative building. They were there to rally in support of the 132 employees who received layoff notices last week.
When our university is under attack, what do we do? Stand up,
fight back!
When our jobs are under attack, what do we do?
Faculty, students, staff, and community members huddled on the steps of Sherman Hall in the cold, chanting and waving signs containing messages such as "Faculty is committed to WIU," "Teaching makes admin jobs possible," and "Fight for our families." Several people stepped up to the megaphone to address the crowd, including Elizabeth Swan, a senior history education major at Western.
I'm a Western student and I'm mad! Transparency of our administration. We are a public university. Our tax dollars support this university. And as a student, I could not be more upset as to what's going on.
Swan says other students are unhappy too, although they may not be as vocal about it. Several of the people who received layoff notices participated in the rally. Eric Gerzel has taught in the dietetics program for 5 years. He says the students were upset to hear the news of his layoff and others in his department.
Unfortunately, myself and my only other two colleagues in the program have a layoff date of May 2020, which effectively is a program elimination.
Even though they haven't yet announced that your program will be eliminated.
Yeah, again, by removing us as the three sole faculty of that program, de facto, that is the consequence of laying us off.
Gerzel says he was surprised to get a layoff notice, even though dietetics was on the list of programs being reviewed for elimination. He says there are a lot of students taking dietetics classes, and although the number of people majoring in the program may be low, he says it's a quality program.
When I got my email, I got a text immediately from my colleagues that were just saying, I got my notice. And then we all kind of went into a little bit of a, we'll say, crisis management mode, trying to identify how we can resolve these situations that our students are going to have to deal with ultimately.
Gerzel was one of 29 faculty members to receive a layoff notice on March 1st. The university also laid off 89 civil service employees, 12 academic support personnel, and 2 people in administrative positions. In all, layoff notices were sent to about 8% of the university's workforce. The university's leadership did not provide information about how positions were chosen for elimination or estimates for how much money will be saved from the layoffs. It was the third round of layoffs at Western in recent years, and it's unclear if more are expected as the administration looks to cut millions out of the overall budget. Gail Carper is a retired Western professor, and she serves on the Macomb City Council. She says the city is doing everything it can to help.
We wish we had a magic wand, but we don't. The mayor has already met with the deputy governor, who is in charge of education. He is talking to the governor himself. We're doing some local efforts to provide job fairs. We really feel for these people that have been laid off. Macomb has its future at stake, too.
Carper says she's hoping for a miracle from Springfield. Others are also hoping for the best. John Miller is statewide president of the University Professionals of Illinois. He started a petition called Buy Into Western. It asks the governor to provide emergency funding in order to rescind any pending or future layoffs and to stop academic program eliminations. It also asks the governor to quickly appoint a new board of trustees. Miller told the crowd that will help the university develop a new vision and direction.
The direction we're going in right now is the right direction?
No!
We need a new vision, a new direction that invests in our classrooms, that invests in our students, that invests in our communities to show our students that this is an amazing institution.
So far, more than 5,200 people have signed the petition, which appears to be creating some political momentum. Shortly before the rally, Republican Representative Noreen Hammond of Macomb issued a news release calling on the governor to provide emergency funding and fill vacancies on the Board of Trustees, though she did not author any related legislation. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.